Hey there everyone. Today, I want to talk about a place that's been on my mind a lot lately, Georgia. It might not be the first country you think of for retirement, but trust me, it's got a lot to offer. Let's dive in. Reason 1, cost of living. One of the biggest draws for me is the cost of living. It's incredibly affordable compared to many Western countries. You can get a lot more for your money, whether it's housing, food, or healthcare. I've done some research, and am pretty confident that I could live comfortably on a much smaller budget here. Reason 2, natural beauty. Georgia is blessed with stunning natural beauty. From the Caucasus Mountains to the Black Sea coast, there is something for everyone. Whether you're into hiking, skiing, or just relaxing on the beach, you'll find plenty to do. Reason 3, friendly people. The Georgian people are known for their warmth and hospitality. I've heard countless stories about how friendly and welcoming they are to foreigners. It's the kind of place where you feel right at home. I recently visited Georgia and was blown away by the beauty of the country. I spent a week exploring the mountains and the coastline, and I couldn't get enough of the delicious food and the friendly locals. I even considered buying a small property in the countryside. End. Summary, so, there you have it. Retiring to Georgia is something I'm seriously considering. The cost of living, natural beauty, and friendly people make it a very appealing option. It's a big decision, of course, but I'm excited to see where this journey takes me. Call to action: if you're interested in learning more about retiring to Georgia, I encourage you to check out our website at https://retireasia.co.uk/georgia-land-of-history-and-warm-hospitality/, and maybe even visit the country yourself. And if you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to my channel. Your support means a lot to me. Remember, this video is not sponsored or endorsed by any network or organization. It's based solely on my own personal experiences and research.